Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. My name is J. Mark Horst. I'm your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 14 other major languages. And our Bible teaching programs in English and numerous other languages are available to you all the time and anytime on the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. When you get to the site, just type the words Hope for Today in the search bar, and that will take you to the available teaching. Thousands are logging onto the site each month for spiritual nourishment and blessing. You can join them and be blessed too. Last time on Hope for Today, we were studying from Luke chapter 21 and verses 29 to 38. Our study was titled, Worthy to Stand. As we began, I said this text provides several important commands that will enable us to escape the final judgment and to stand in righteousness before Christ. The command we focused on last time was, Be observant. Jesus spoke to his audience about observing what was happening around them. Just like there are signs in nature that show the changing of the seasons or the weather, there are events happening in our world today that indicate major changes are coming. In this context, Jesus was talking about the coming day of judgment. Now, there are a couple more commands we want to look at in this text, and so to prepare for our teaching, let me read that text. Luke chapter 21 and verses 29 to 38. Then he spoke to them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding, you see and know for yourselves that summer is now near. So you also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always, that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, but at night he went out and stayed on the mountain called Olivet. Then, early in the morning, all the people came to him in the temple to hear him. The next command that will enable us to be worthy to stand before the Son of Man is, Be temperate. Jesus begins this section with a negative warning. Pay attention to your living. In light of what Jesus told them, they mustn't become careless and inattentive. And why should they watch? He said, lest at any time your spirits be weighed down. The King James Version uses the word overcharged. It's an interesting word. It's also used in Luke chapter 9 and verse 32. Describing a scene on the Mount of Transfiguration. It says, Peter's eyes were heavy with sleep. They were weighted down so much that he just couldn't keep awake. And what would cause this drowsiness, this propensity to slumber? It was surfeiting, drunkenness, and the cares of this life. Now you might immediately say, well, I don't have trouble with drunkenness. I'm a total abstainer. Well, I'm glad to hear that, but you know, you can be intoxicated with things other than alcoholic beverages. Some people are intoxicated with power, others with position, some with prestige or riches, and a whole host of other things. Their intoxication clouds their judgment. They can't see life clearly. And so they make choices that bring to them immediate reward, but they guarantee pain and suffering later on. Surfeiting is an interesting word. It speaks of the nausea a person feels after a night of drunkenness. Their senses are dulled, they're lethargic, and oftentimes they're physically sick. And so they're obviously not in the best shape to respond to the unexpected or even to the routine. Because their senses are impaired, they can easily be surprised. We could summarize Jesus' warning in two words, be sober. And you know that command is repeated often in the New Testament. We must be temperate in regard to the cares of life, too. Jesus gave this warning numerous times in the Gospels. In the parable of the soils, the thorny soil choked out the growing plants so that they produced no fruit. Jesus said the thorns in that parable were the riches and the cares of this life. Now, it's not the riches themselves that are the problem. It's our response to them and what role they play in our lives. Paul warns us in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 9, "But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction." So you see, the problem isn't so much with riches as it is the desire to be rich, because that desire makes us vulnerable in making wrong decisions just so we can fulfill our desires. The cares of life are the anxieties of life. We live in a world that's filled with peril. There are accidents, there's disease, there's terrorism, there's famine, all of these things that have the potential to destroy us physically. And so we fear them. But as followers of Christ, we don't need to live in fear. God has the hairs of our head numbered, and He sees every sparrow that falls to the ground. And remember, Jesus said, "You and I are of much more value than many sparrows." Following Jesus' words means we'll choose to live simply. I remember hearing of a brother who had spent most of his adult life serving in a variety of ministries. As he got older, someone expressed concern to him that he didn't have any real estate to serve as equity for his retirement years. And the brother did acknowledge that he didn't have a lot of financial resources. But then he said something to this effect. He said, "I believe when the Lord calls me home, I'll find it easier to leave than you will." You see, he had taken Jesus' words to heart, and he had lived them out. The warning Jesus gives to the intemperate is that the day of the Lord will catch them when they least expect it, just like an animal gets caught in a snare. He's not looking for it, he doesn't know it's there, and bam, it gets him. But then it's too late. I close this section with the words of the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 25. He said, "And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown." Let's be controlled by the Holy Spirit and keep our eyes on the goal, the crown of life Jesus has promised to all who love His appearing. And then there's one final command that we need to obey if we want to be found worthy to stand before the Son of Man. That command is, be vigilant. Here we have a positive command, and it is among the last words of teaching that Jesus gave before He went to the cross. Because the day of the Lord will come unexpectedly upon those who dwell on the earth, we must watch. And Jesus' command means to be sleepless, to be constantly alert, on guard. It's a present imperative, so it's keep on watching, keep on being alert. And why must we watch? Because it's so easy to be overcome with the daily obligations of life and the pursuit of wealth and pleasure. You know, those things gratify our physical senses, but they dull our spiritual senses. A sentry on his post must be vigilant. If he fails in his duty, he will pay for it with his life, and many others may lose their lives too. If you and I fail to be vigilant, others around us may suffer from our lack of vigilance. And then Jesus gives another present imperative, keep on earnestly praying. Paul echoes this command in 1 Thessalonians 5:13, where he says, "Pray without ceasing." Why? So you may be strong enough to prevail and escape all these terrible judgments that are coming, and to stand without fear before the Son of Man. The kind of prayer that Jesus is talking about here isn't, "Now I lay me down to sleep." This is prayer like Elijah's, earnest and fervent. And according to James chapter 5 and verse 16, it is effective prayer. It's prayer that actually makes a difference. As I read verse 36, I was reminded of the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. There's a brief catalog there of some of the things he suffered for the cause of Christ, and he listed a few of them in verses 27 and 28. Let me read them. He said, "In weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often," that sounds like he was watching, "in hunger and thirst, in fastings often," we often associate prayer with fasting, "in cold and nakedness, besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches." We know Paul's deep concern for the church was a subject of many of his prayers. What an example Paul is for us. He was vigilant. My friend, will you be counted worthy to stand before the Son of Man? Only the blood of Jesus can make us worthy. But our text also clearly reveals the importance of obeying these commands. Be observant. Pay attention to where we are on God's time clock. Be temperate. Exercise moderation in all things so your spiritual senses aren't dulled or diminished, so that day doesn't overtake you as a snare. And finally, be vigilant. Always on your guard. Always praying in every situation of life. And you will be counted worthy to stand before the Son of Man. I close this teaching with counsel from the Apostle Peter. He wrote, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen." My friend, were you blessed by this study from Luke's Gospel? If so, you can have an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching. Just write and request it by its title, "Worthy to Stand." The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That's mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Braeswood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, "Worthy to Stand." I'd be happy to send one to you. Now, once again, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Braeswood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, "Worthy to Stand." It's available in print or on an audio CD. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime at the website, twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Just type in Hope for Today in the search bar, and you'll find the available teaching. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study in Luke's Gospel with a message titled "Desire and Destiny." And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.